Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, March 9th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal.
Judge, first of all, thank you very much for your support and commitment of American Red Cross. Red Cross was founded in this county in 1917, so we have a long history and legacy here. And obviously, we all know what Red Cross does. We see it day in and day out. But it's really the things you don't see. It's the volunteers like LJ and Garland who serve on our board. It's also our volunteers who go out at 2 o'clock in the morning to respond to that single family and multifamily fire and to provide food, clothing, shelter for that family. It's that family we help whose grandmother has passed away and soldiers in Germany, we fly that soldier home so they'd be at the funeral. It's all those sort of things that we do that kind of are behind the scenes. So we thank you very much. We thank Garland, who serves on our board here in Beaumont, and LJ, who's our community volunteer leader in Port Arthur, and for all the commitment and all the things our volunteers do. Red Cross could not do what Red Cross does without our volunteers. Real quickly, we have a new name that we're rolling out. It's called the American Red Cross of Southeast and Deep East Texas. So we cover everything from here to Nacogdoches. We have 11 counties that are part of our chapter. Obviously, the epicenter of that is obviously here in Southeast Texas. And unfortunately, we live in an area where a lot of things happen, and sometimes not good things. And Red Cross is there when good things don't happen, Judge. We very much appreciate the partnership with the county, with the emergency management coordinators over here, and the work that they do in each of our counties, each of our facilities. We appreciate your commitment day in and day out and allowing us to do the things that we try to do to make sure that communities are resilient, that we're prepared, we're able to respond, and we're able to recover very, very quickly when we need to. Judge, thank you very much.
Thank you. The resolution reads, whereas every March during American Red Cross Month, we recognize and thank our everyday heroes, those who reach out to help people in need. Whereas the American Red Cross heroes help disaster victims recover, brighten the day of an injured service members, and step forward to help those having a heart attack. Whereas we'd like to acknowledge our heroes here in Jefferson County who give unselfishly and tirelessly to assist neighbors when they need a helping hand. Whereas across the country and around the world, the American Red Cross responds to disasters and offers comfort to injured service members in hospitals far from home and step up wherever they see a need. Whereas the month of March is dedicated to all those who support the American Red Cross mission to prevent and alleviate human suffering in the face of emergencies, and we acknowledge that our community depends on the American Red Cross, which relies on donations of time and funding to fulfill its humanitarian mission. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim March 2015 as American Red Cross Month, and we encourage all Americans to support the American Red Cross's humanitarian mission. So we thank you for all the work that you do in this community and in helping others, and we're happy as a court to support you in that mission. Thank you. All right, moving on our agenda back to items under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file a bid for the rebid sale of law books. Item B is consider and approve specifications for food service for Jefferson County Correctional Facility. Item C is consider and approve specifications for operations assessment for Ford Park Event Center. Item D is consider and approve award, execute, receive, and file acceptance of an offer for the rebid of sale of law books with Rennick Law Firm PLLC as shown on Attachment A. Item E is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for armored car services for Jefferson County with Rochester Armored Car Company for the first additional 1 year renewal from April 20th, 2015 to April 26th, 2016. Item G is consider and approve price increases for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes with Jefferson County with Olmsted Kirk Paper Company. Proposed price increases are due to increased manufacturing costs as shown on Attachment B. Item H is consider and approve a contract amendment for an invitation for bids for a term contract for trash container service for Jefferson County. This is set amendment will assign biomedical waste container service to XL Medical Waste Management, the vendor that's purchased the biomedical waste division of Waste Management. Proposed price decreases are shown on Attachment C. Item I is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 3 for the rebid of Drainage District number 7 of the County of Jefferson, Texas. Hurricane Ike Dolly Round 1 Critical Infrastructure Project Disaster Recovery Division, Drainage District number 7, Ditch Main B Diversion, funded by a Round 1 TDRA grant administered by the Texas General Land Office with M&K Constructors for the addition of one 60-inch ADS RCP adapter coupler and a 40 linear feet of 60-inch pipe to extend the existing 60-inch RCP. Installation of 4 new concrete wing walls at the 4 corners of the bridge to prevent waterfall runoff from the eroding undermining the concrete retaining wall and bridge abutments. An installation of 150 linear foot of galvanized traffic rail with buffer end sections on the new bridge for an increase of $74,471. And 45 additional working days, bringing the total contract amount from $3,041,600 up to $3,116,071, and from 217 working days to 262 working days. Item J is to consider and approve a second amendment to the tower lease agreement with Crown Communication LLC for the Texas Pan Island Tower site, which modified its expiration date to June 30th, 2024. Item K is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Item L is removed and replaced with the addendum M. My addendum. Here it is. Which is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number 1 for the Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle with Shirley and Sons Construction, Inc. for an increase in the amount of $376,774 for the placement of 1,460 tons of armor stone along the channel through the baffle, bringing the total contract from $2,437,349.74 up to $2,814,123.74, and will not affect the number of days on the contract. Do we have a motion on those items under purchasing?
Moved I'm a second, Judge. Weavers. I have a couple of questions, though, and I can start off with that March 6th date.
Seconded it's, by Commissioner Off.
It's quite a bit of money to say that we're not changing no dates. It's something that doesn't, it glares at me.
Well, I think the reason is because they determined once they began the work, and keep in mind, this is being funded with KEPRA money, Sempra Energy money, Golden Pass LNG money, Parks and Wildlife Foundation money, and we've got the money from the donations not coming out of general revenues, and they determined that they needed larger stones to take the hydrologic forces that were coming through there.
With the water.
And
okay.
That was the reason for the price increase. But go ahead, Don.
Gentlemen, I gave you a packet that has
correct.
A fold out. If you look at the last three pages in that packet,
okay.
The very last page is the large rock that we want to order, and they weigh 4,000 pounds each. The second, next to last, or the middle page, is the rock that is placed right now, and you can see the difference in size. And the first of the two show the baffle going across. And as we're closing that thing in, it's getting swifter and swifter. And in order to be proactive rather than have to come back later and try to do something, we felt that it best, and everything that we see indicates that we need to cover that weir that we're developing with this 4,000-pound rock. And that's what this cost is. We knew going into this project that this might occur, and I warned the judge back way back when that we might have one field change on this project. We do have the funds to cover it. The project came in at about half of what we anticipated, and so we're well covered within the money that the GLO and Parks and Wildlife have provided for us.
Yeah, I think our original estimate before we went out to bid for this project was about $6 million, $6.2 million. So we're going to complete it at 2.8. So we were pleasantly surprised by the bids that we did receive.
Okay.
Any other discussion?
But it is some expanded days, isn't it?
No.
Oh,
there,
it's not?
There are no days. Okay. There's no days changed in the contract.
Okay. Well, the other question is, and Deb, how do we deal with this that I brought to your attention earlier this morning? C, how do you deal with that?
I made the modification that you requested. All that made it very generic and operated for park events.
Okay.
Okay, I just did.
Thank you.
Any other?
I had one question on D. I had a conversation with Ms. Clark, and I think in the emails that we sent back and forth that you were going to do something about putting this on the listserv to see if there were any other counties.
I haven't gotten any takers. Apparently, almost every county, because of the expense associated with maintaining a law library and putting, getting the annual supplements and the manpower associated with that, every county like us has gone to computerized legal research, and so there's just not a market out there for law books. I know it's ridiculously low, but it saves us the cost of disposing of them. I guess two pallets of it. I assume that at the end of the day,
as far as the private sector attorney offices and things like that, they would have had to have bid on this in order to have been eligible to get these books, and we did not receive any other than from this one firm.
They're hardly in law schools anymore using law books. I mean, they're mainly utilizing computer for their studies and for their research. So it's changed pretty dramatically since I was there.
Understood. Okay, well, I just hate to see them go to waste and, you know, being disposed of, or
that would be our next step.
Get less than a penny per volume or a couple of pennies per volume. That's
the only problem with, we could turn them into a recycle.
And then we're talking about labor costs to do that. Okay, well, thank you for your efforts.
Any other discussion on any items under purchasing? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A, it's consider possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an office lease between Jefferson County and HellaWorks LLC for office space at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Item B is consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute an office lease renewal between Jefferson County and TSA for office space at Jack Brooks Regional Airport Commercial Terminal. Do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is consider and approve budget amendment for Roden Bridge Precinct 2 for additional cost to update gas lines to code. Item B is consider and approve budget amendment for MIS for the purchase of a core router in the amount of $36,000. Item C is consider and approve budget transfer for the additional district clerk for additional costs for phone and network cabling. Item D is consider and approve budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for travel. Item E is consider and approve budget transfer for the 279th District Court replacement of two computers. Item F is consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 4 for the replacement of a computer. Item G will take separately. Item H is consider and approve a budget amendment for Port Arthur maintenance replacement of truck. Item H is consider, I mean, item I is receive and file financial statement for the Texas Juvenile Justice Department grant funds for the year ended August 31st, 2014. Item J is regular county bills, check numbers 404183 through 404479 for the period ending March 2nd, 2015, and check numbers 404480 through 404700 for the period ending today. Do I have a motion on those items under auditing with the exception of item G?
Second.
Moved and seconded. Discussion?
Judge, I'd like to address the computer replacements with Paul Allegda, if possible. Just to verify, Paul, these computer replacements came through your office for verification that they need to be replaced?
No.
No? I know during budget workshop, we typically bring that to your attention and you verify the need. So I would have to say that I would recommend that until you reviewed that we need to do something differently.
That's E and F.
Somebody contacted me. I don't know which computers they're replacing, so I don't know how old they are.
Okay. Is everyone agreeable to tabling items E and F until he has a chance to look at it?
And Paul, before you leave, your cost of your new core router,
yes,
or a server, whatever, you, it's $60-something thousand.
$61,000.
You didn't have that in your original budget
for
this year?
No, sir. I had it on our budget from last year. I had a core switch, not a core router.
Okay. And so this is needed because of?
This is needed because if it goes out, all four of your commissioners will not have any phone service at your road and bridge precincts or in the sub-courthouse. Your computers won't work anymore.
We don't need that.
Nah,
I don't. I use pigeons.
Cell phone. Okay, thank you, Paul.
And I will mention that on the district clerks, we had asked for an explanation of what the additional cost was on item D for the additional travel experience. It was for some training to get the district clerk's office. We heard back from Mr. Smith. It was for additional training to get the district clerk's office in compliance with their records management plan, because they have been out of compliance and need to get it back into compliance. And so given that he is a new official and that has come to his attention, I left that on there. Any other discussion?
I would also add to that, Judge, if there's more than one or two people that need to go to the legislative update, that maybe they consider only sending one or two instead of any additional. And I don't know how many you requested. I did not see the detail. But same thing with Constable, we're going to talk about in a minute. Yeah. To limit the number of people that need the legislative update unless it's mandatory required training.
He did have a part of it that he didn't tell how many people. I guess we need to find out from him. He's not here today. Okay. We want to table item D till next week. Okay.
Okay.
Table items D, E, and F. Okay, on any discussion of the remaining items under county auditor? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, back to item G is consider and approve budget transfer for Constable Precinct 6 for additional costs for travel in the amount of $8,500. Commissioner, have you heard anything? I noticed you sent an email to Constable Baker. Have you heard anything back?
I had not as of prior to this meeting.
Okay.
Is this a legislative mandated peace officers have to go through the mandated code? Is this, this appears to be like a legislative update, like after the session has passed, kind of brush people up to speed?
Normally TAC has a legislative update conference in August if they don't end up in special session, which because of school finance, they're very likely to end up in special session, so.
I would suggest that we give them chance enough to present it to Patrick, and the questions you asked Commissioner Arnold, I think are very good, and we gotta start watching everything close because we know what we're about to face. So if that's the case, could we table that until
yes,
we get
sir.
Back with
us? Okay with everybody?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Table item G till next week. All right, moving on to county clerk. Item A is consider and approve expenditure from records management fund for the county clerk's office for items on attachment A in the amount of $14,952.95. Item B is to accept, receive, and file certification that Ms. Guidry, has county clerk, has successfully completed the required 20 hours of continuing education for 2014 as prescribed in section 51.605 of the Texas Government Code.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, we already handled item A. Item B is consider and possibly approve a resolution commending Louis LeBlanc for 35 years and 5 months of service to Jefferson County and wishing him well in his retirement. Item C is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Commissioner Eddie Arnold for successfully completing the continuing education provisions of Article 81.0025 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2014. Item D is to receive and file a fully executed interlocal agreement between Jefferson County, Texas, and City of Port Arthur, creating a Texas Tax Increment Reinvestment Zone Number 1. Item E is to receive and file a certificate of completion for Commissioner Everett Alford. Commissioner Alford has successfully completed the continuing education provisions of Article 81 of the Texas Local Government Code for 2014. Item F is that same agenda item for Commissioner Brent Weaver, having successfully completed his continuing education requirements under Article 81 of the Local Government Code for 2014. And item G is to receive and consider a report from Mr. Don Rail, which we'll take up in just a minute, regarding the progress on the McFadden sand delineation search.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Rayo, we're happy to have Mr. Jim Sutherland from Texas Parks and Wildlife, our partner in all these coastal protection initiatives.
Gentlemen, if you will unfold that top item that's in your packet, and this looks kind of crazy, but this is the sand source site, and if you just kind of hold that and flip back to the next sheet, you'll see where this site is located with respect to the beach and the McFadden Wildlife Area. The sand source there is this blown up picture that you have. We went out a number of years ago and cooperation with Galveston County and located this site as well as a number of other sites offshore. And because this one was so close, I filed with the General Land Office that this source be reserved for Jefferson County for use in the possible restoration of the beach. And that has been done. They have since sent out a vessel to investigate this site and didn't come back with very good results, which did not agree with what we found originally. So we just got through just these past few months going back with the proper vessel, and we have located what we suspected was there. And if you'll notice in the little boxes on the right-hand side of the sheet, in vector 1, 2, 3, and 4, we've got a total of about 6.4 million cubic yards of sand available in this site that we have located. So we have enough sand to do all of our beach, and we're also now considering using this source for the sand for the berm project, and I'll speak to that in just a moment. But this is what we have spent a lot of time and effort and money to locate, and now that the GLO has seen the results, they're in agreement to assisting us in trying to fund, along with Parks and Wild, everybody that's involved in this beach nourishment project, to use this sand source and get that sand pumped onto the beach and restore the beach. And this is the sand to restore the beach, like you've seen at Holly Beach and down at Galveston, et cetera, so that the McFadden Beach will be like it used to be a long time ago. And we'll probably have about a 200-yard-wide swath of sand out there. And that's what we've all been waiting for and looking for. And there's been a lot of commitment already from those who are looking at the restore money and et cetera, to making this one of the number one priorities for our county, is beach restoration. So this gives you a good update as to what we have found with the sand. I even have a couple of samples of the sand in my office if anybody'd like to see it. But it's just common, ordinary beach sand that you'll find at a Sea Rim or any of the other locations along there. And it has turned out to be exactly what we were looking for. So we're pleased with the results that we have found. And they just completed this early in January, this reconnaissance work. Yes, sir.
Don, if you don't mind, also let the public know how long we've been basically in undertaking this, and because this has been a long, long undertaking.
It's been an undertaking since before Rita. I would say that we've been looking at this now for about 8 to 10 years, because the beach front along McFadden was eroding so rapidly. Now you can't even walk on it. It's a gooey, muddy, black, and you sink into it, and you can't hardly get your shoes out of it. So the plan is, if you've not seen the Holly Beach restoration photos, I have some of those, but it's working well over there. We expect it to work well here. In addition, I mentioned the berm in this, and so if you look at the next couple of pictures, for those of you that haven't seen the berm and the progress that's going on, the first two sheets give you an idea of what we're doing in the marsh, and the third sheet shows the location of the berm with respect to the beach. And this project lacks about 3,000 to 4,000 feet left, and it'll be finished. And we've got the second project that will complete the berm all the way to the Galveston County line. And we're going to try to let that in next month so that we can get it under contract prior to June 1, when they want to see the money obligated. And we've got a lot of people involved in funding this project. So I just thought I'd throw that in and let you all see some pictures of what that is. And we're going to try to get this beach nourishment sand also to apply to the berm, because we're supposed to put about a foot of sand over that entire berm that's being built. And that berm is not supposed to be a hurricane protection levee. It's an event, small event, and extraordinary high tide protection that's getting into the marsh right now. The top elevation of the berm right now is elevation 6, which keeps all the salt water basically out of the marsh, and that's our goal.
I want to take some time to say some thank yous, because my truck knows its way back and forth to Austin now, but we've been up there and met with George Bush, the new land commissioner, with Carter Smith, the executive director of Texas Parks and Wildlife, and met with Toby Baker, the commissioner of TCEQ, and they have been extraordinary partners in promoting our project and making it one of their number one priorities for the BP oil spill monies that are going to come. Parks and Wildlife has given us $1.25 million out of the Parks and Wildlife Foundation to help fund our Keith Lake Fish Pass Baffle, which is one of the three sides of the marsh that's being degraded as a result of saltwater intrusion and extraordinarily high salinity levels. They've also paid for our engineering study to determine what size the siphons that will go under the intercoastal canal to carry that fresh water from the higher elevation marshes to the north of the intercoastal over into the southern edges. Also say thank you to U.S. Fish and Wildlife, who's provided a significant amount of the funding for the berm. The Commissioner's Court has also allocated all of our Hurricane Ike Round 2 disaster funding to that beach project, so we're making some headway there. I know this has been being worked on probably for 20 years at least. The roadway has been an issue with Commissioner Hallmark, Commissioner Senegal's predecessor. And so really looking forward to finally seeing the work actually being completed and protecting that, what is really a jewel of a natural resource and something that's it's importance in protecting us from storm surge. I don't think, although I know the experts disagree on the exactly how much it knocks down storm surge, I'm confident that it played a big part in preventing Port Arthur from Nederland, Port Neches Groves, and southern edges of Beaumont from being inundated in Hurricane Ike. So we're extremely thankful to finally see some progress being made on these issues, and we're very thankful, Mr. Sutherland, to Parks and Wildlife, and to all of our partners who've been so such good team members. Thank you.
Also, Judge, I want to say thank you. Also, Sherry Coons called me last with the Port Arthur News, called me and asked me some questions last Friday, and I told her I couldn't take any credit for this other than just going along with what you guys have already put in progress. Mr. Rayo, I sincerely want to thank you for the hard work, and I know Judge has been going to Austin almost every week to, I guess to say, beg or at least plead with everybody involved with the BP oil spill. Mr. Sutherland, I want to say thank you. I mean, you know, a lot of time we inherit kudos for something that we didn't even start, but I want to say thank you. A lot of people think we forgot about McFadden Beach. This is just a small cog, Sherry, as I said, and trying to just restore that area back to when we were all kids that grew up here. A lot of people didn't understand what it was. I'm 57, going on 58, but that drive was one of the ones to kind of like the seawall, and that it kind of helped me clear my head. So thank you, Mr. Sullivan, Mr. Rayo, and Judge. I really appreciate the court as well as your leadership in keeping this ball rolling and letting people know we hadn't forgot about it. Thank you. It's a team
effort. Thank you. All right. Under County Treasurer, item A is considered.
Oh, and Bill Worship Jr. I call him Bill Jr. He's with LNJA. He's not a junior, but I call him Bill Jr. Thank you.
Item A is considered possibly approved specifications for RFP for Jefferson County Baked Depository Contract. Item B is considered possibly approved specifications for RFP for Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds Depository Contract. That moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Judge, we didn't vote. Yeah, we got to.
We didn't vote under.
Go back and vote.
Okay. Under County Commissioners, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I'm going to object to receiving and file the certificates of completion for the commissioners for their
I did mine last week. I object. I'm with you.
Okay. Under County Treasurer, We've read those agenda items, and we've been moved and seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Commissioner Arnold moved, and Commissioner Weaver seconded. Under engineering, we have three items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to Texas Windstorm Communications for a high-speed internet line 23,400 feet long and parallel to Wilbur Road, located in Precinct 3. Item B is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to AT&T for the installation of a fiber optic cable along West Pine Road. That's located in Precinct 1. And item C is to execute, receive, and file a road use agreement between Goldston Oil Corporation in Jefferson County for drilling operations site off of England Road in Precinct Number 3. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything,
Judge.
I forgot, Mr. Funches, please come to the podium.
The Treasurer's Office is sponsoring a program this Wednesday, March 11th, with the Comptroller's Office. We have representatives from the State Comptroller's Office that are going to come here to the county courthouse for their unclaimed property search. And they have identified of the $4 billion that they're holding on the state level in unclaimed funds, they've identified some $22 million that could possibly belong to Jefferson County citizens. And we want to make sure it gets back into the rightful hands. And we're gonna devote the whole day to setting up computers down where the early voting usually is. Citizens can come in and do a property search, or if they've already done a search and know they're on the list, if they'll come in, the comptroller's representatives will navigate them through the claims process and also expedite the claim itself, so they'll get it a little faster. They need to bring a photo ID and any other kind of information that may be necessary to identify their claim, the legitimacy of their claim. They're also going to talk, they're going to have offer a question and answer on the Texas Tuition Promise Fund, which is where you can lock in on college rates on today's rates through a prepaid program. I'm not really that familiar with it, but they will be here. It may be something folks are interested in. They can come and ask about it. But the name of this project is, that we're doing is called Come and Get It. So if you've got money and it belongs to you, we'd love to see you get it back. And it'll be this Wednesday downstairs. We start at 10 and we're going to run through 5. So I invite any and everybody to come by and see who's coming in and getting money. So any questions?
Judge, I want to put some kudos out. You know, we here in the city of Beaumont, sometimes we give all the bad news, but the Region 5 state championship, Region 5, there were two teams from Beaumont, Texas in it, 118,000 people in our city. They went against people from all the other school districts around. The state championship of the region came through Beaumont, Texas. It was Ozan beating out Central, I think 52-58. You know, we talk about all the bad things at BISD. These young men work hard to make sure they make the grade, and without a doubt, they excelled in sports. So I want to make sure that this commissioner give a kudos out to that school district. And for those who did not go out and check them out, they missed a treat, some well-mannered community as a whole, and a great basketball team between two outstanding groups from our city. So I want to make sure that I state that and put it on the record.
Also, Koontz and Sealsby, Ms. Long's nephew, very good coach, Koontz, and then Sealsby also commissioner. So we had, I think we got two teams going. If Could've got Ozan and Century in, we'd had three. Thank you.
I think what Commissioner Alford is trying to say, Mr. Wallach, is he's tired of you printing all the bad news, so you need to come up with a little bit. Yes, I did want to mention that the members of the court, most of the members of the court were at Golden Triangle Days last week in Austin. We had a very good showing of support from throughout the entire community. We had a group of about 350 people, which I understand is larger than any other area, sends to the state capitol. I think our senators and representatives heard us loud and clear on the issue of windstorm insurance reform. And I expect there to be some progress on that issue as we move through the legislature. Legislative session, it appears that some of the legislators from the rest of the state are starting to understand that it's only fair that when we're sharing from an actuarial standpoint and the risk of hailstorms and fires and Bastrop and hailstorms in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And incidentally, hailstorm losses in Texas are number one loss every year by far. They make hurricane losses de minimis by comparison. So we're sharing in those risks with those people, and it's time the rest of the state shared in the risk of providing windstorm to people along the 14 coastal counties that are responsible for about 35% of the gross domestic product of the state of Texas, but only have about 30% of the population. So I'm guardedly optimistic that we're going to see some progress on that issue. Anything else that any of you that were there wanted to add to that, commissioners?
I think that was a primary topic that affected us along with those caps. It's coming across clear that we'll be detrimental to our local governments and to the citizens we serve if Austin tried to dictate what we provide to the citizens, and they have a right to answer if they don't want it or they do at the present time.
All right. Next week. Oh. That's right. Next week, we will not have court next Monday. We'll meet the following Monday. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned.
Judge,
thank you for being here.
Judge,
sir?
Judge, before we close, Commissioner brought it up about the basketball. Our private school, Legacy Christian, one district, went to San Antonio, one region, was one of the final four in Dallas this past weekend. They did not win, but it's quite an honor to be the final four. And I had a grandson playing on that team, so I'm proud of it.
Yeah, that's good. That's representing.
All right. Well, if there's nothing further, we're adjourned. Thank you.
Tell us,